On episode 3 of season 4 of the Colts Corner podcast, the boys will discuss NFL news, NBA news, NHL news, recent breaking developments in college basketball, and we will finish it off with topic of the week. Season 4, episode 3 is upon us. How are we doing today, boys?
Solid. Excited to be in the studio once again. Episode 3. Christian, Tyler, how are you feeling?
Oh, it's going to be an absolutely electric episode.
Ecstatic.
I can feel it.
Ecstatic.
Great. Everyone's ecstatic here.
I can feel the static.
Look, everyone's hype.
Tyler.
Ecstatic environment right now. Electric.
Whatever you want to call it. A bunch of different E-words. And it's been a pretty electric week. In sports as well. I don't know if you guys would agree with that sentiment.
Euphoric.
I really am feeling that. So, obviously in the NFL,
happiness.
Our two teams have collided in the annual tankathon, if you could call it that. The New York Jets faced the New York Giants, and it was an interesting matchup, to say the least.
Yeah, very interesting. Jets, you know, they come with the win. Visa
yeah,
Giants
of course.
Yes,
New
sir.
New York Jets, yes, sir.
J-E-T-S.
Jets.
So an absolutely electric performance by the New York Jets. Jamal Adams
stealing the ball away from Daniel Dimes.
Norris Jenkins has more picks than him
bro.
This season, just saying.
Making him look like a clown. I don't know what to
if
say,
he doesn't
man.
Already, if he isn't already.
Most fumbles in the NFL by QB?
I believe so.
I want to interject. Norris Jenkins, more interceptions than Jamal Adams. Just saying.
Well, Jamal is a strong safety.
Yeah,
Jamal
is a strong safety, and who has more sacks?
What?
Jamal
Who's more
Adams.
Sacks? What? Who's more sacks this year?
Well, Janoris Jenkins has more interceptions. That's all that matters.
No,
right.
No.
So we need to press on.
Ryan.
We need to press.
How many?
Wait. Costi, who won Defensive Player of the Week in the AFC? Come on,
that
tell me.
Would be Mr. Jamal Adams, strong safety for the New York Jets.
Phenomenal player.
Phenomenal player. Oh. Electric player.
Just going to rain on your
best.
Parade.
Nope.
Just going to rain
strong,
on your parade a little
best
bit.
Best strong many, safety in the NFL.
How many Super Bowls have you gotten in your lifetime?
Unfortunately,
okay,
zero.
Unfortunately, the number of that would be zero, which is the
At least yeah. We don't suck, though. So
yeah, at least.
Hey, we both got two wins.
No, I'm joking. We're pretty bad, too. Jets, Giants, both starting off to a slow start. Unfortunate to see.
You
did beat the Giants, so for the next 4 years, you can say you're better.
Yeah, we did. For the next four, until the Jets once again face off against the Giants in a sports matchup that should honestly probably happen more than it does. It's an interesting spectacle every time that it comes around. New York Jets versus New York Giants, a really underrated matchup. While they're not really a rivalry, it's tough to debate that there's not some sort of
friendly
feeling.
Neighbors.
Yeah, friendly neighbors.
Yeah, more in on week 10 of the NFL. Besides the Jets Giants, obviously the Seahawks and 49ers went down to a shootout. Great yeah. Game. OT winner by Seattle. Boys, what do you think about that?
I didn't watch the whole game, but of what I watched of it, it was down to the wire. It was a shootout, overtime, and something that was actually interesting with the game was the coin toss, though, which happened to be the most talked about moment in a game that probably should have been talked about because of the on-the-field play.
Yeah, Geno Smith said heads, I believe, and the ref goes
yeah, the
tails.
Ref, yeah, tails.
The ref goes tails. And then
or
Geno
other
Smith,
way around, vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa. And then later on social media, Geno Smith makes a funny remark saying he said tails. I mean, he said teds or I forget. Something like that. Something along those lines. And, yeah, it's pretty funny. Now moving on to tonight's game, week 11, the Steelers versus the Browns. Steelers starting to look better. Their defense is really solid. I talked about it in the Fantasy Football podcast yesterday.
Pick them up. Pick them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, definitely pick them up.
Start them.
Start them, pick them up. I feel like they're going to have a solid game against the Browns, against a struggling Browns offense. Baker Mayfield not looking the same like he was. He was looking solid last year, but unfortunately not performing as well. Anything else on NFL, boys?
Yeah, just one quick thing. I don't know how you can't look at that game and say that Russell Wilson isn't the MVP. I mean, the way he's been playing this season, and that game alone against 49ers, best defense in the league.
Clutched up.
I know. You could say whatever about the Patriots, but 49ers are best defense in the league. Russell Wilson, I don't even think he threw a pick that game. He did, if I remember correctly, he didn't throw a pick that game. Or
He threw one pick.
That's his second pick this season.
That's his second pick this
season. That's lowest in NFL of, like, actual decent starting quarterbacks.
Yep.
And he's just insane. He's leading his team. And if the 49ers don't finish the season strong with the Seahawks and really push it out, they could be top in the division. And if that happens, Russell Wilson, 100% MVP.
Yeah, I believe the 49ers now 8-1. Seahawks are, what are the Seahawks right now? 8-2?
8-2, I think.
8-2, so... Say the Niners lose one more game, that puts the Seahawks ahead. I believe just by division wins there. Russell Wilson, like you said, he's the MVP. But I'm curious to see like who else you guys think could be the MVP.
Also, wait, not exactly what I was about to say. Lamar Jackson, definitely
electric player.
You guys can't deny that. I mean, he did play the Bengals last week. They are a pretty crappy team, but he is playing outstanding this season. Last week, although it was against the Bengals, he put up 223 yards throwing with 3 touchdowns, and he had 7 carries for 65 yards and a touchdown rushing. Just an absolutely outstanding QB.
Electric player in every facet of his game. He's good with his legs. He's good with his arm. And I believe we talked about this on the fantasy football podcast that you guys should go check out. We do it every Wednesday. But Lamar Jackson... When he was picked 32nd overall last year, no one expected this. There were teams that wanted him to play wide receiver because they just didn't think he was a good enough quarterback, and it seems like he's proving all the doubters wrong this season.
Yeah, 100%. Picked 32nd overall.
32nd.
The Jets had a chance to pick him. I think we should have, although I love Sammy. I feel like we still should have picked Lamar. Another game from Week 10. The Dolphins getting their second win of the season after a win against our New York Jets. I mean, Colts without
Jacoby Brissett, with Brian Hoyer. How much do you think that Jacoby Brissett really affected Jacoby Brissett's absence really affected the Colts?
I mean, it was a shocker for Andrew Luck to retire, and they weren't so happy to have Jacoby Brissett in charge. But without Jacoby Brissett, they were in trouble from the start. Brian Hoyer's not starting material.
And also, another phenomenal player on the Colts, T.Y. Hilton, has been out. He's out for 3 to 4 weeks. Unfortunate loss for them.
Just going to have to take that in stride. They took the Andrew Luck retirement in stride. And hopefully they could pull that out because they're one of the more likable teams in the NFL. And everyone, probably with the exception of Patriots fans, like to see them win.
Yeah, and 100%.
Yeah, now we will move on to NBA action. We are just over 10 games into the NBA regular season. The Knicks and Nets both not having the best season recently. The New York Knicks have just lost a couple of their last games. I believe they play Chicago tonight. And the Nets also haven't been doing too good this
Mavericks
season.
Tonight.
Yeah, Nets against Mavericks tonight.
Oh, no, Knicks,
Knicks against
Mavericks.
I mean, Kristaps Porzingis coming back to the Garden. Do you think, like, because this is a topic that was debated in the offseason, do you think he will get booed as much as other guys like Kyrie would get booed?
Yeah. Just because of the way he left, they didn't really get much for him. It wasn't a great deal. Kind of left because he was a bad team player. Didn't leave in good standing.
And there was a lot of personal issues with him as well, that people of New York don't want someone like that representing them.
Yeah, of
so
course.
I'm sure that they aren't going to be happy about that.
Yeah.
And another game tonight, the Brooklyn Nets, my team. They're playing Denver against Jamal Murray and the
should
Joker.
Be an interesting matchup.
Should be an interesting matchup. Not performing the best right now. Just came off a loss to the Jazz. And, yeah, hopefully we get things going. Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan, hopefully they all can affect this game and this win.
Certainly a tough matchup here. And an MVP favorite, Jokic. Do you guys think that he's really the MVP favorite? Who's ahead of him? Who's behind him in this race?
As of now, I do think that a player that is also an MVP candidate, LeBron James. I mean, he is putting up numbers, especially with the addition to Anthony Davis. It really complements his skill, his play on the court. And he played Golden State the other night. He put up 23 points. He's been playing really well, and he's looking like the king we all know.
Yeah, and Golden State not looking like the Warriors that we all know. I believe they've only won two games this season.
Yeah, they're 2-10.
They're 2-10, not looking like the Warriors. What's going on with them?
It's a mixture of injuries without Kevin Durant. I mean, it's a lot of things, and I think the Golden State Warriors aren't the same. Like they're not, and they will never be the same because KD's gone. They're injuries, and I don't know what's gonna happen.
Right now, they're just really sitting on Draymond and D'Angelo. They don't really have crazy talent up there right now. They got all those injuries. Players left. Shouldn't be a great season for them. Maybe they'll get a good draft pick. Injuries will get better. They'll pick it up next season.
Yeah, I saw something the other day. I forget where I saw it, but I heard it was probably some sort of analyst. He said that they should tank this season, trade D'Angelo for assets, shut down Draymond Green, and get a high draft pick, possibly Cole Anthony, LaMelo, Wiseman, if this whole NCAA thing works out for him. Do you think that's a strategy that is in play here?
Well, tank maybe a few years ago, but you could see with the Knicks last year, that didn't really turn out well. They kind of tanked. They were hoping to get Zion, and clearly that didn't happen. And now they're sitting on 2-9. So maybe
as bad as the Warriors,
isn't the best strategy anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it for the NBA action.
Yeah. So we will direct our attention towards the NHL.
Ooh. Little stick and puck here. For the boys.
Yeah,
ooh,
little
stick and
stick
and
puck with the boys.
Went with the boys.
Yeah, went top cheese bar down on the tendy, and
that celly I hit.
Yeah, that celly
after that 5-hole cheese snipe I hit. I hit a good celly.
Cheese is top. Top Christian, come on.
I need to start this off.
Yes,
I'm sorry. New York Islanders. They played last night
against Johnny T.
Johnny T.
At the Coliseum.
I hate that guy.
We don't need you.
I hate that guy. We don't need him. We don't need him. We got Matt Barzy. We got Anthony Beauvillier, who had two goals last night. I mean, just a great team win overall. Derek Brassard had 3 points, a goal, and 2 assists. And Barzy had a goal, 1 assist. And Beauvillier with 2 goals, like I said, just a phenomenal win for the boys.
Real morale booster there for them, especially getting that big win over John Tavares, who did have an assist on the first goal and the last goal of the game to make it 5-4. So I'm sure that stung a bit for the Islanders, but they did come out on top. And the Rangers did come out on top against the Boston Bruins a couple nights ago with an overtime win. That's obviously another real morale booster, just considering that tough loss they had to the Panthers on Sunday. Kaapo Kakko, the number 2 overall pick, really shined in this game, putting up 2 goals.
Hey, I don't want to hear about the big man over here.
No, he's that good. Probably better than Jack Hughes, but don't quote me on that quite now. We could wait till the end of the season before we start judging those two simultaneously. And Adam Fox really looking like a future top defenseman, putting up points, sniping, such a great stick handler. He's a guy that's going to go top cheese bar down on the tendy, hit the celly after.
Let's just take a look at the standings really quick. So the Capitals are still number 1 in the Metro.
3 games.
Christian, not even the Metro. I'm not even talking about the Metro. The Islanders are 3rd in the league, period. And the teams above us have 2 or more games played than us. I mean,
should
Rangers,
be number 1 on the power.
Rangers in the Eastern Conference right now are 6th in wild card. So they're going to have to bounce back a little bit if they want to be making the playoffs this year. Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but the Rangers are playing pretty solid hockey lately.
Yeah.
Hopefully they start to lose a little. I mean, that would be great. Love to see that. Islanders play the Flyers Saturday.
Rangers play the Lightning tonight, and I believe that will do it for our NHL portion. We will direct our attention to the world of college basketball. A lot has happened, and that the a lot would be number one, Kentucky losing to Evansville.
Missouri Valley Conference.
I didn't even know that was a thing until Tyler mentioned it to me before we started recording today.
Is it even a thing? Is it even a thing?
It could be a manufactured scheme by the government to sell more tickets to basketball games.
That's what I'm thinking.
And to surprise everyone, John Calipari's program that he's really built up as the one-and-done capital of college basketball with some of the best players in the nation. How did this happen? Will we ever know?
I mean, I feel like this does happen once in a while every year, the beginning of the year. A very solid ranked team gets kicked off by a less known team. And it happened to Kentucky, obviously, this year. And, yeah, it's unfortunate. They'll probably move down the rankings. Obviously, they'll move down the rankings. Evansville, I believe, is now 2-0. Don't really care, considering I don't really know much about them. But
yeah, I don't think anyone does.
Small school, I think. I don't know where they are. I think they're in Kentucky. I think they're in the area.
Yeah, this is just one of those games where heart and hard work triumphs over talent. Obviously, Kentucky has some of the best and highest-ranked recruits in the nation. But Evansville just came in, and they pounded it. They worked hard, and they had heart, and they came out with the win.
As it said in youth sports circles everywhere, hard work beats talent. When talent doesn't work hard, I'm sure you all have heard that phrase one too many times, but in this case, it really did. So,
Evansville is in Evansville, Indiana.
Evansville, Indiana. We were off by just a small portion, though.
2,526 students.
Wow.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Miraculous amount of students we got there.
Yeah.
Another game from yesterday. Villanova was at Ohio State. It wasn't really a good game. Villanova, number 10 in the country. Ohio State, number 16. Ohio State ended up winning that game by 25 points. Pretty solid win. Villanova now is 1-1. Ohio State, 3-0. Ohio State looking like a solid team. Villanova, not so solid. I mean, we'll see what happens throughout the season. It's only the beginning, but hopefully.
Villanova can turn that around there, hopefully. And another topic that I just wanted to hear your opinions on, guys, that it's a bit older, not as current as some of these other games that we're covering right now, but the James Wiseman saga deserves to be explored more now with the whole scandal coming out about with him and Coach Penny Hardaway. So if for those who don't know, Coach Penny Hardaway was apparently caught giving financial assistance to his star player, James Wiseman, helping his family move out to Memphis, where the college is, and him and his family live also in Tennessee. So it wasn't the biggest move in the world, but still gave him money. Hardaway and Wiseman, or Hardaway, I believe, is being is called now a booster for the school, and it's just something that terrible to see an athlete like Wiseman get his eligibility suspended. They are working on some sort of compromise, but right now it's just not looking good for him.
Yeah, it really does stink. I mean, all he wanted was to have his family move near him and just be with him. But unfortunately, they had to suspend him, right?
Yeah, I believe, he's suspended, and they're trying to work out ways for his eligibility to be reinstated.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Now moving on to another game. Tonight at 8:30, Michigan State, number 3 in the country, plays Seton Hall, number 12 in the country. That should be a solid game.
Both teams always decently solid basketball programs.
Michigan State with their player Cassius Winston back. Great, yeah. Outstanding player.
All-around talent.
He will be playing, I think, for his brother. I think his brother passed away the other day.
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, and we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, Cassius Winston can play this one for his brother and win. But Moving on to the topic of the week.
Topic of the week, I believe. Once again, same thing as last time. One of us will give a topic, and then the rest will debate the validity of that topic. Who wants to start this one out?
Tyler?
Nah,
you don't want to start this out?
I don't want to start.
Christian, you got one?
I don't know. Ryan was hyping his up, so I think he should go first.
All right. I'll go after Ryan.
I'll go after Ryan.
All right. My topic of the week is, do you consider playing video games competitively a sport?
That's a good one.
Esports, guys.
No.
Esports, guys.
I know there are a lot of esports guys. No, Christian?
No, no way. Someone who plays a lot of video games, a lot different kinds. It's not a sport. It doesn't take much effort to play.
It actually, like,
there isn't much fatigue on the body.
A lot of strategic ideas go into
it's a skillful hobby.
You have me back. Skillful hobby, like golf.
You
just keep bringing me back to this dictionary definition of sports.
Tyler, tell us what Mr. Webster says.
It doesn't have physical exertion.
Yes.
So it can't be a sport.
Well, it has the skill. It has the career opportunities, but not the physical.
Is chess a sport? During playing video games?
I hate to say it, but some people do sweat when they're playing video games.
Is chess a sport?
Chess is not a sport.
So why should video games be? It's strategic, and you're not exerting enough energy for it to be called a sport.
I agree. Playing video games is not a sport.
Okay, good.
Skillful pastime.
We're on the same page here. Skillful hobby.
I think we're all on the same.
So,
Tyler. I'll piggyback off that video games one. I know this one will get these guys fired up. So, we all play video games here, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I believe that PS4 is better than Xbox.
Yes, sir! Christian!
No way.
Christian, you gotta tell him. You gotta tell him. Xbox is the best console in the world of consoles.
No.
It's completely true. All right, Xbox has... I think it has better graphics. I don't know.
No, they're about the same.
It's roughly the same, but PS4 has way nicer interfaces, so much easier.
All right, who wants to hold a PS4 controller?
I was about to say the other thing. I was about to say the other thing.
Xbox controllers, you have one preference.
Yes.
That's
huge.
At least Xbox controllers, their thumbsticks aren't right next to each other. And PS4, the thumbsticks are literally right next to each other.
For your hands are level. Your hands are parallel with each other. With Xbox, one
hand
is above the other.
Doing something, your hands are contorted.
I like the feeling of the buttons on the Xbox controller more, but it's whatever you play more. Like, cause I have both consoles, so if I'm playing a lot of PS4 and I go back to Xbox, my hands will hurt. Vice versa, if playing a lot of Xbox and I go back to PS4, my hands are gonna hurt. It's just preference.
We got an esports player in the building.
Maybe esports is a sport.
Who knows?
No.
We got an esports player in the building.
Excuse me. No.
Xbox, it's got a nicer interface. It runs faster. You can get to whatever you want to see quicker. PS4 takes like 8 years to load the friends list.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. It takes one second to load the friends list.
It takes about 10 seconds. You got
to
be a bit patient.
Everything's instant on the Xbox.
PS4, it has a sleeker homepage design.
I agree.
No.
Yes, exactly.
It's so much easier to navigate.
It is so much easier to navigate. Everything is right there.
Disagree.
I've had an Xbox and a PlayStation. It's just so much better.
Yes.
Disagree.
All right, since it seems like
no one is going to change their mind, let's move on to the next hot topic of the week. So Constantine or Christian, come on, you got to hit us with up.
I'll hit you guys with one. Another is this a sport one. I know we're all fond of doing that here. Is fishing a sport? I would argue no. Fishing is not a sport, and every facet of its sportness, if you can call it that, there is no way that it is a sport.
All right, we're getting a lot of is it a sport question, to be honest, none of these things that you're saying are sports. Esports, golf is not a sport.
Okay. Fishing not a sport.
Okay, here I'm gonna give you it depends. Okay.
Oh God.
Yeah. I agree with Tyler.
Say you're fishing for 12-inch, 3-pound fish. That is not a sport. Say you're fishing for sharks that weigh 40
How so?
pounds.
40.
How
there
so?
Are people who
you
are who are reeling. There
that.
Are people
so,
who are reeling in 1,000-pound groupers. That
okay.
takes
not
like
a thousand,
40
not
minutes.
A thousand.
That takes like 40.
You're exaggerating.
Do you know how much skill and exertion that takes? Not a normal person who
yeah,
is
sitting
train,
on the boat takes a lot of skill.
Yes.
Sitting on the
a lot
boat
of skill.
Two
like,
hours.
You are sitting. You are physically. You
you're
are
fishing.
Sitting. What sport
if you're
are you sitting
for sharks,
to play?
If you're
just sitting. Okay.
If you're
you hear this man right here?
If you're fishing for sharks, that is a sport. You have to
If you're fishing for anything above,
not at all.
Above 200 pounds.
Have either of you been fishing?
Wait, I have a question.
Have either of you been fishing?
Yes, yes, I've been fishing. It's not a sport.
Yeah. How much? What were you fishing for?
Like big fish.
Big how fish?
Like 20 pounds.
What was your biggest catch?
20 pounds.
You're telling me you caught a 20 pound fish.
That's pretty solid.
It's not that big.
That's pretty solid.
It's solid for a beginner, but say you're pulling up 100, 200 pound fish, sharks, that's a sport.
Also, wait, Tyler, if you think fishing's a sport, I wonder what if you think hunting's a sport, because hunting is not a sport.
Hunting is not a sport.
It's not a sport.
Hunting
is not a sport.
You don't have to hold weight in hunting.
It's not a sport. No, you just got to hold. It doesn't take any skill.
Hunting takes minimal skill and zero effort.
You're basically sitting there for 99% of it.
So fishing shouldn't be a sport at all if we're using the hunting rationale.
Completely agree. No.
No, completely agree.
No.
Completely agree.
Yes.
Okay. The tool requires actual human, and like a gun, you aim it, you pull the trigger, instantly fired. But a fishing rod, you have to control the tension, you have to control if you're gonna break your line. That's all stuff.
Yo,
you have to be keeping track of that.
You have to have the strength.
You have to have the strength to be able to hold the line when you're reeling in a multi-hundred pound
fish. In hunting, when you're hunting, you have the scope, you have to line everything up. It could move. You can't make any sudden movement. To fishing, you're just, reeling it in, right? You're reeling. Oh, that's big fish. Look at me reeling it in. I'm going to sit down.
Do you say hunting's a sport?
No, hunting is not a sport.
Well,
hunting is equivalent to fishing in every way.
No. You're not carrying weight in hunting.
Yo, let me just put a piece of bread on a hook and expect someone to eat it.
The only way hunting would be a sport is if you're going up to a bear and body slamming
it. Or with a knife.
That could be an interesting sport, though. I'm all for it.
Any sort of handheld weapon, then it's a sport.
If you're hunting, you're pretty much just standing there with a gun waiting for an animal to go into the spot it's pointed at and pull a trigger. That takes no effort.
And then look up on YouTube duck mating sounds.
All right, boys, we can do this all day, but unfortunately we don't have all day. So
again,
Christian,
we won't agree.
We don't have all day, unfortunately.
So Christian, you want to hit us with your topic of the week?
What's the best fast food?
Chick-fil-A.
All right.
Chick-fil-A overrated.
Chick-fil-A. We're just in sync today, right?
Have you read just a nice chicken sandwich with some like chicken with the Chick-fil-A
Popeyes
sauce?
Popeyes is good.
With the Chick-fil-A sauce and the waffle fries on the side? Sensational.
I'm going to carry on another debate.
Hold on.
I had the Popeyes chicken sandwich better than Chick-fil-A.
It's just not. Hold on. Just give me a second.
Have you had it?
No. But
exactly, then you can't say.
I can say it. Chick-fil-A is the best sandwich of all time. I can say it.
Not best sandwich. Best fast food.
You know what also is good about Chick-fil-A?
There's a lot of things that make up the best fast food.
If we're talking best sandwich, best chicken sandwich, I'd probably have to go Popeyes. But just all around.
Thank you.
Chick-fil-A would probably have... Is definitely the best fast food. Well, you do have to wait on the line a long time. I don't know what Chick-fil-A you guys go to.
There's only one near us,
so that's probably the one.
The one near Chipotle.
Long line. Yeah, one near Chipotle. Long line. Hey, waiting on it, but at the end, it's worth it.
One other player that I don't think a lot of people talk about is Taco Bell. Taco Bell
offers an unparalleled
level of customization to your order. You can literally put anything you want in a burrito or a taco. It's literally
Christian.
People don't understand. It's like Subway, but for like
Christian.
Mexican or.
Christian, Taco Bell is good if you want to sit in the toilet for 20 minutes when you get home.
Wait, that never happens. I've never had any sort of bad issues after having Taco Bell. I've had worse than McDonald's and from Burger King. I've never had problems with Taco Bell. I've had problems with other restaurants, but never Taco Bell. That's just a joke that got spread has zero truth to it whatsoever. Zero.
You're saying there is zero credence to this Taco Bell joke, as you call it, which is very real. I can assure you, I've had Taco Bell before.
What did you get?
I got one of those like Mexican-ish things, like it was like wraps and stuff like that.
What?
Okay. We're gonna move on to me. So, Taco Bell is not a sport.
Hot take there.
I'm gonna go Five Guys. Okay.
That's like fast casual.
That's fast food. Chick-fil-A is fast casual.
I mean, fast food. You think like they have a drive-through, the kitchen. You get your food incredibly quick, maybe too quick.
Is fast food. Then Five Guys.
Five Guys is solid, but it's not the best.
Five Guys is solid. Great burger. You got the fries. You can get them regular. You can get them Cajun.
But
you ever had the Cajun
Five
fries?
Guys is the best burger.
Milkshakes, great. Everything from there is great.
It's just not the best.
Yeah, they're
great.
Just not the best.
There is always someone better.
And they're the best burger chain. Best burger chain.
As Christian says, unparalleled customization on the burgers.
That's true. Very true.
You can put pretty much anything you want on those burgers. I think it's my favorite fast food.
Okay. And we are going to have to wrap this one up here. That is it today for episode 3 of season 4 of the Colts Quarter Podcast. Obviously, we'd like to thank Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rashudi, our newspaper advisors, Dr. Catapano, the administration, the class 2016 for their generous donation of our podcasting setup. We couldn't do it without them. And our viewers who are on our listeners who tune in every Thursday. And we will see you next
time.
Bye,
Doug. Bye, Doug.